This episode first appeared as an article titled "Everything You Need to Know About Italy's New Digital Nomad Visa" and authored by Niccolo Bola on imidaily.com. Subscribe to the newsletter and become an IMI Pro to get exclusive access to our data center, private briefings, the citizenship catalog, as well as your very own professional profile in IMI and many more pro members only tools and resources. Who exactly falls under the digital nomad umbrella? Essentially, there are two main categories: remote workers, individuals employed either locally in Italy or by foreign companies who have the flexibility to perform their tasks from anywhere, and freelance digital nomads, independent professionals who operate their own businesses remotely, offering services or expertise across borders. To be eligible for the Italian Digital Nomad Visa, it's not enough to merely work online while lounging in an Italian cafe. The visa is designed for individuals who bring a high level of skill and expertise to the table, akin to the qualifications required for the EU Blue Card, hold a 3-year bachelor's degree or upper education, be a chartered professional, hold a superior professional qualification, supported by at least 5 years of professional experience, or possess higher professional qualification in the IT industry as a director or manager for 3 of the last 7 years before applying for the visa. To qualify for the DNV, you must receive a minimum gross income of €28,000, have a 1-year private health insurance coverage, and obtain a valid proof of lodging in Italy. Remote workers must also provide an employment contract and an employer's statement regarding a clean criminal background for immigration-related offenses. In addition to the documents listed previously, you must also provide a valid passport for at least 3 months beyond your intended stay in Italy, and at least 2 blank pages. 2 recent, color passport-sized photographs that meet specific size and quality requirements, a visa application form, duly completed, a visa fee check, and a travel reservation ticket. The local Italian consulate will run a background check on you and your employer before issuing the visa. Once your visa is stamped on your passport, you can finally board your plane to Italy to take up residency in the country. Within 8 days of your arrival in the Schengen zone, you must lodge in the Italian Immigration Office an appointment request through any local post office, mailing the same documents you provided to the Italian Consulate overseas. The residence permit is valid for up to 1 year, and you can renew it without restrictions as long as you continue to meet all of the requirements. This path leads to the permanent EU residency card. In addition to that, you can sponsor your spouse and/or minor children or elder parents under the general family reunification pathway. Finally, the local immigration office furnishes the tax office, the Social Security Administration, and the labor office with your employment agreement to facilitate inspections and audits. Once you obtain the residence permit and settle in Italy, you become a tax resident, paying taxes on your employment, self-employment income, as well as Social Security on your earnings. Digital nomads opting for the freelance path must set up a partita IVA and trade from Italy. You can't use your foreign entity to renew your visa. Generally, Italian residents must contribute towards the Italian Social Security unless they are assigned to Italy from a foreign employer, covered by a Social Security agreement with Italy, or hired through an EU employer. The lavoratori impatriati or the forfettario regimes, available to freelancers only, can make your tax burden in Italy more affordable, reducing by 50% your taxable income. Unlike other residence permit options, the Italian Digital Nomad Visa has a specific revokement clause stating that the residence permit is not renewed if the statutory income taxes and contributions are not paid. Furthermore, the information provided to the local Italian immigration office is shared with the Italian tax, Social Security, and labor authorities. If you are hired by a foreign employer, it must create a local presence to process and pay your Social Security. Unlike income tax, which is paid at a personal level, Social Security is shared between the employer and the employee and therefore cannot be self-assessed by the employee. Alternatively, you can use a local EOR or PEO to process Italian payroll and maintain full Italian compliance. I cannot stress enough the importance of enhanced tax and Social Security compliance, which seems vital to renewing this visa. The new Digital Nomad visa has a number of competitive features. No clearances are needed from Italy, little proven experience needed, tax code released alongside the residence permit application, no immigration quota applicable, access to the permanent EU residence card, and possibility to be employed by a foreign entity. However, there are some areas of concern as well. No free healthcare, enhanced information exchange between the tax office, Social Security office, and the immigration office, no clarity on visa conversion to other categories, and higher minimum income compared to other visas. Thanks for joining us today on IMI Podcasts. Subscribe for free to the IMI Daily Newsletter for breaking news and updates from the investment migration industry. And consider upgrading your membership to IMI Pro to get insider access to networking opportunities, industry events, data, and members-only content.